We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings. Appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I told you I'm gonna do this every day. Try to get everybody to start the day off as grateful as I feel every morning to be alive, to be given the opportunity to experience another day on this planet, given life. Man, it's beautiful out here today. I live in Connecticut, East Coast. It is winter time officially. What is it? December 28th, I think. Saturday, December 28th. It's got to be like 45, 50 degrees right now. Can't lie. I feel blessed right now. I feel blessed to be alive. I feel excited for the opportunities that lie ahead to finish out this year, and also for the opportunities in the present moment, and also for next year, man, as we turn this corner into 2020, finishing off a decade. 2020 vision, man. I feel like I'm starting to see things really clearly. I feel like I'm starting to see the work that God's doing in my life and all the things He's lining up to ensure that I become who I'm supposed to be. And I really hope and pray that that's happening for you, that you notice it happening for you. You see what He's doing in your life and you take a look around and really see how blessed you are, how amazing your life is, no matter what you're going through. One of the reasons I wanted to do the Grateful Dread Podcast is because I feel like not a lot of artists are in the position that I'm in. And I feel like the position that I'm in is a real opportunity position. It's a position I feel blessed to be in. And that might sound crazy because what I'm about to say next is I'm in a position where I'm like on paper at like rock bottom. I'm like, man. It's like, it's almost funny. You know, I'm like, financially, a hot mess. Credit score, a hot mess. Relationship, a hot mess. Career-wise, a hot mess. I'm like at the beginning, I'm at ground zero. And with Jimmy Soul just starting to build up this fan base. Lucky to get 50 likes on a post. Lucky to get 100 streams on a video. 100 views on a video right now. Blessed to eat every day. If I get a meal, I am grateful. And I do get a meal every day. And I pray for that every day. And I do. And I'm grateful. But the point I'm trying to say is I know where I'm going. I know where God is taking me. I know what He's doing in my life. I don't know like the details, the how, the when, the how big. I don't know all that. But I know He's doing something amazing in my life right now. I know He's giving me the opportunity to touch people right now. He's giving me the opportunity to inspire people. And He's doing something with my music right now. Or maybe I'm just allowing Him to do something He's probably always been trying to do, which is allowing me to really tap into that place of gratitude that's in my heart, that place of pure love and appreciation and acceptance and compassion and service. Wanting to be someone that helps others rather than always focusing on me. And the other day I prayed that this year, 2020 coming up, that my life can shift from a place of where I'm always asking God to give me things for me, always having being a needer, to getting to a place in my life where I turn that corner and I'm like, okay, my cup is full. Now I just want to pray for who I can help today, right? I just want to be a feeder. I want to be someone that's helping other people that are struggling or may not see the light in their situation. And like I said, I'm honest and vulnerable. I think that's another thing that God gifted me with, the ability to be humble enough to share what I'm going through with people without worrying about their judgment or being just afraid to be embarrassed. So like, if you're going through financial situations, a financial struggle right now, if you're months behind on rent right now, if you're having to borrow money from people, if your credit score is terrible, if you don't know how you're going to get out of your situation, know that not only have I been there a million times, and every single time I've come out on the other side alive and well. I'm there right now. I'm there with you right now, going through it with you right now. We are there together. And we both have the opportunity to climb up out the situation one step at a time, put one foot in front of the other every single day, and just approach life with, number one, an expectation that God is already making a way for you. He's already deposited the check you need. You know what I mean? It's just waiting to clear. And also be open to the opportunities. Look around and see what opportunities is he really presenting with you. And when you have gratitude, when you wake up in the morning and you say, first of all, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for allowing me to survive yesterday, because yesterday was hard. I was real low yesterday. You survived. You know what I mean? Be grateful. And today might be totally different than yesterday. It might be amazing. It might be better than you could have ever imagined. So you wake up grateful for all the things you do have, first of all. And that's kind of what I want to do with this podcast, is just really inspire people to do that by just doing it myself and allowing people to do it with me. And so I'm going to tell you some things I'm grateful for right now. As always, I'm grateful I woke up. Life is the greatest gift of them all. Life is amazing. I'm grateful for conversations I have with people on Facebook. I'm grateful for the messages people send me in my DMs. I'm grateful for the opportunity to encourage people, to be there for people. I'm grateful that I have the ability to record music. When it's in my head, I can go actually record it and send it out to people and send it to a manager. And who knows? One of these emails can be received by a DJ that changes everything, right? I'm grateful that I can take a walk. I'm grateful that I can come to the beach every morning and just enjoy this right here. Like, I don't take this for granted, you know? This is like a blessing for real. I'm grateful that it's sunny enough today and warm enough that this walk is like euphoric. I'm grateful that I have a phone to talk to you guys. I'm grateful for my daughter's waking up. I don't know if I said that yet, but I'm always so grateful for that. I'm grateful that me and my wife are going through it right now. We're going through a real, real challenge in our relationship. I revealed to her a mistake I made in the past. Terrible mistake I made in the past. The worst kind of mistake ever, as I talked about on my song Pieces. And this is about 6-7 months ago. I told her about it. The mistake happened 8 years ago. But it was something I was carrying shame with me over, something I couldn't forgive myself for because I hadn't come clean about it. And I don't know, I wasn't able to live in my truth. And in all other aspects of my life, I was being truthful. I never cheated other than that period of my life. And I just had it. And it's before I became a father. Not that that makes it better, but just to give you some kind of context. But when my daughters were born, I kind of really decided I wanted to be a different kind of man. And I was going to just be a dope husband and father. Not saying that I was a dope husband and father. I tried and I fell short a million times, but not in that aspect. But anyway, I told her the truth. And now we're trying to heal from that. She's not sure she wants to continue moving forward. Some days she seems like she does. Some days she seems like she doesn't. And some days it's really hard. Some days I feel like, man, this ain't going to work. And then some days I feel like really hopeful, and then some days, every day is different. But the point is that life is full of challenges, and that's certainly something that I could allow to get me down. But instead, I've realized the blessing in it. Like, now I can be honest completely with her. I can be honest with in my music. One of the reasons I started making football music was because I'm so honest in my music that I was starting to snitch on myself back in the day. Every song I would record, I would kind of just leak what I did, and I was like, man, I can't do this. So I got really depressed. I never really talked about that in my Mad Fanatic stories, but that was part of my depression too. It wasn't just the meds. It was also that I felt like I couldn't make music because I couldn't be honest. So I had to come clean about it, get it off my chest, and now I feel so free. I feel like I can be me every day. I feel like I can love her honestly and not pretend to be someone I'm not, or this perfect husband that never messed up. I did mess up, and I can own that, and I can try to be better going forward, and I can give her love without the expectation of it in return, which is freeing. I can allow her to go figure out what she wants out of life. And she doesn't, it's just a new opportunity to kind of rebuild our foundation and build something more solid than ever. And if it doesn't work out, I'm still going to love her to death. I'm still going to wish her the best. And I'm sure that God's going to make sure I'm good. So, you know what I mean? So relationships, they're definitely something that get a lot of people down. I get people messaging me all the time that they're going through it in a relationship, and I try to give them hope. And I feel like the best way to give them hope is to say, hey, man, I'm there with you. It's not easy. Relationships are very hard. I've been together with my wife for 15 years, been married for almost 12. There's a lot of challenges. This is the biggest one we've ever faced. And hopefully we come out on the other side, still together, still a happy family, but we'll see. But the other beautiful thing is, now I'm getting to write all these amazing, beautiful songs where I could talk about the real pain I'm going through and the real hope that I have and the real love that I have. And that's something that I couldn't do when I was just running from the truth, you know? And these songs are probably gonna help a lot of people, and they're probably gonna catapult my career. So there's that too. And then what else am I grateful for? I'm just grateful for it all. I'm grateful for this lady right here. You know what I mean? I'm grateful for the world. I'm grateful for people. Hi, how you doing? I'm about to go get a breakfast sandwich right over there. Man, blazing breakfast. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for this clear water right here. I'm grateful, man. I hope you guys are grateful. I hope you're having a blessed day. I hope that you just really bring in a whole new refreshed energy to this new year. I hope you realize that whatever you're going through is going to turn around, because it always does. Let me ask you a question. Did God get you through it every other time? Are you still standing? Are you still alive? You know, you have air in your lungs. Can you breathe freely? Do you have a phone to watch this video? You're blessed, man. Count the blessings. Don't focus so much on the challenges. Look at the challenges as opportunities to become a better version of yourself. The person that thought that these kind of challenges could defeat you is not who you're going to be at the end. In the end, you're going to be a person that overcame those challenges. Challenges you didn't even know you had the ability to defeat. So be excited about who you're becoming. I'm excited. I hope this podcast brings you some kind of value, as I'm going to keep doing it every day, honestly, because I like doing it. And I do it right before I do my prayers. So shout out to you guys. I'm talking to you before I even talk to God. But yeah, man. Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed. Yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed. Yes, appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
Now thank you. Appreciate the blessings.